So one thing you'll notice about our development of the Lebesgue integral is that it's quite different from the Riemann integral. We do everything differently. And this is partly because for the Riemann integral, we divided up the domain using a partition, and for the Lebesgue integral, we divide up the range using a different set of ideas. So, well, today we're going to start by introducing some terminology. Let f be a function from the reals to the reals, define f superscript plus to be the maximum of f of x comma 0, which can also be thought of as f of x plus absolute f of x divided by 2, and f super minus of x to be the maximum of minus f of x comma 0, which can be thought of as absolute f x minus f x over 2. We think of f plus, super plus is the positive part of f, and f super minus is the negative part of f, and you can see just from high school algebra that f is equal to f plus take away f minus. And when we develop the integral, we're going to learn how to integrate non-negative functions and then do more general functions using this decomposition of f into f plus take away f minus. And we see immediately, because f plus equals f plus absolute f over 2 and f minus equals absolute f take away f over 2, that if f is measurable, then f plus and f minus are both measurable also. In dealing with sequences of measurable functions, it is often convenient to consider suprema, infima, lim sup, and lim inf, and therefore we want to allow functions to take values in the extended reals, that is to say, take values plus infinity and minus infinity. And we wish to discuss measurability for functions taking values in the extended reals. In what follows, we denote the extended reals by capital boldface R hat. Definition. Let f be a function from the reals to the extended reals. Let capital script B hat be the extended Borel sets. We say that f is capital script B hat measurable if for each real number alpha, the set of all x and r where f and x is bigger than alpha lies in capital script B hat. So it's the usual definition of measurable function extended to this larger sigma algebra. Notice that if f is capital script B hat measurable, then that takes values in the extended reals capital blackboard boldface R hat. Then the set of all x and r where f of x equals plus infinity is the intersection from j equals 1 to infinity of the set of x and r where f of x is bigger than j. And the set of all x and r where fx equals minus infinity is capital bold, blackboard bold R take away the union from j equals 1 to infinity of the set of all x of the reals where f is bigger than minus j. So both these sets belong to capital script B hat. The set where f is equal to plus infinity belongs to capital script B hat, and the set where f equals minus infinity belongs to capital script B hat. The following somewhat technical lemma is useful in dealing with extended real value functions. Lemma, let f be an extended real value function, then f is capital script B hat measurable if and only if the sets capital Roman E, which is a set of all x of the reals where f equals plus infinity, and capital Roman F, which is a set of x of the reals where f equals minus infinity, belong to capital script B hat, and the real valued function f star, defined by f star x equals fx if x is not in capital E union capital F, and 0 if x is in E union F is B measurable. So what we're saying here is we can tell if an extended real valued function is measurable by setting it equal to 0 on the sets where it takes the value plus or minus infinity, and then treating it in the usual way with the old definition of measurability. And the proof is straightforward. If f is capital script B hat measurable, then it has already been shown that capital E and capital F belong to capital script B hat. Let alpha be in the reals, alpha bigger than or equal to 0, then the set of all x of the reals where f star is bigger than alpha equals the set of all x of the reals where f of x is bigger than alpha. Take away E. If instead alpha is less than 0, then the set of all x in the reals where f star is bigger than alpha is the set of all x of the reals where f of x is bigger than alpha union capital Roman F. Thus, F star is capital script B measurable. For the converse, assume that capital Roman E, capital Roman F are in script B hat, and also that F star is capital script B measurable, let alpha be bigger than or equal to 0. Then the set of all x in the reals where f and x is bigger than alpha is equal to the set of all x in the reals where f star x is bigger than alpha union E. Also, if alpha is less than 0, then the set of all x in the reals where f of x is bigger than alpha equals the set of all x of the reals, where f star x is bigger than alpha, take away capital F so that f is capital script B hat measurable. And that's the end of the proof of that little result. We see that if f is extended is an extended real valued and measurable, then the functions cf, f squared, absolute f, f plus, and f minus are all measurable. Just a few trivial comments about arithmetic and the extended reals. By convention, we declare that 0 times plus infinity and 0 times minus infinity are both equal to 0. If extended real value measurable functions f and g take the values plus and minus infinity respectively at a point x, or the value minus infinity and plus infinity respectively at a point x, then the quantity fx plus gx is not well defined. But we may declare the value to be 0 at such a point, and the resulting function f plus g will then be well defined. If f and g both take the value plus infinity at a point x, then we understand that f plus g is plus infinity, likewise for minus infinity. Finally, in these last circumstances, f times g equals plus infinity. We would next like to see that the collection of measurable functions is closed under various limiting operations. So, definition, let xj be a sequence of real numbers for k equals 1, 2, 3, and so on. We set y sub k equal to the infimum of x sub j, where j is a natural number bigger than or equal to k, z sub k to be equal to the supremum of xj, where j is a natural number j bigger than or equal to k, y equals the limit as k goes to infinity of y sub k, which is the sup of y sub k for k in the natural numbers, and z is the limit as k goes to infinity of z sub k, which is the infimum of z sub k for k in the natural numbers. Of course, y and z are elements of the extended reals. We call y the limit inferior or limit for the sequence xj, and denote it by limit of xj. We call z the limit superior or limit sup of the sequence xj, and denote it by limit sup xj. In fact, limit of xj is the least of all subsequential limits of xj, and limit sup xj is the greatest of all subsequential limits of xj, as you learned in an undergraduate real analysis course. Proposition, let fj be a sequence of x measurable functions. Define fx equal to the limit of fjx, gx is the sup of fjx, fx is the inf of fjx, gx is the sup of fjx, f underscore bar of x is the lim inf of fjx, and g superscore bar of x is the lim sup if j goes to infinity of fjx. Then fg, f underscore bar, and g superscore bar are all x measurable. Proof. Let alpha be a real number. Notice that the set of all x and r, where f x bigger than or equal to alpha, is the intersection from j equal 1 to infinity of the set of x and r, where f j x is bigger than or equal to alpha. And the set of all x and r, where g x is bigger than alpha, is the union from j equal 1 to infinity of x and r, where f j x is bigger than alpha. Thus, f and g are measured when the f j are. Next, observe that f lower score bar of x is the sup from j bigger than or equal to 1 of the inf for m bigger than or equal to j of fmx, and g superscore bar x is the infimum for j bigger than or equal to 1 supremum m bigger than or equal to j of fmx. This implies that f underscore bar and g superscore bar are measurable. Corollary, if fj is a sequence of x measurable functions on R which converge to a function f on R, then f is x measurable. The proof is simply to note that fx is the limit as j goes to infinity of fjx, which is the lim inf as j goes to infinity of fjx, which is the lim sup as j goes to infinity of fjx. So the result follows from the previous result. Remark, let us say a few words now about products of measurable functions. So assume f and g are x measurable. For j a natural number, let fj be the truncation of f defined as follows. Fjx is equal to fx if absolute fx is less than or equal to j. It's equal to j if fx is bigger than j, and equal to minus j if fx is less than minus j. So we're simply taking f and chopping it off at the values plus j and minus j and make it equal to constant for those values. And define gj similarly. It is easy to check that fj and gj are measurable, because characteristic functions are measurable and products and sums preserve measurability. It follows from the above lemma that fk and gj times gj is measurable, and since fx times gjx is the limit as k goes to infinity of fkx times gjx for all x and r, It follows from the corollary above that f times gj is measurable, reasoning similarly, f times g, which is f times x, fx times gx, which is the limit, as j goes to infinity of x fx times gjx for x in R. So our corollary implies once again that f times g is measurable. Recall that if a set E is a set, then the characteristic function of E takes the value 1 at the points of E and takes the value 0 otherwise. So definition, let E1, E2, E, and so on up to EK be pairwise disjoint measurable sets. Let alpha 1, alpha 2 through alpha K be real numbers. The function Sx, which is the summation from J equal 1 to K alpha J times characteristic function EJ of X, is called a simple function. So a simple function is a linear combination of characteristic functions where the sets that are being characteristic are pairwise disjoint. And we're going to start out defining the Lebesgue integral for simple functions and then pass to more general functions after that. That's the plan. So proposition, let f be a non-negative x measurable function, then there is a sequence sk of simple functions with these properties, 0 less than or equal to sk, x less than or equal to sk plus 1 x, for x a real and k a natural number, and fx is the limit as k goes to infinity of skx for each x and r. So this says that any non-negative measurable function is the limit of an increasing sequence of simple functions. That will turn out to be extremely useful for our development of the Lebesgue integral. So fix a natural number k for j equals 0, 1, up through k times 2 to the k minus 1. We let x, j, k, s sub j, k be the set of all real numbers x, where fx is bigger than or equal to j times 2 to the minus k, and less than j plus 1 times 2 to the minus k. If j equals k times 2 to the k, we set s, j, k equal the set of real x where fx is bigger than or equal to k. Notice that for each fixed k, the sets s, j, k are pairwise disjoint for j equals 0, 1, up to k times 2 to the k. Also, each of these sets belongs to capital script X. And the union of the sets is the entire real line. set S sub K of X equal J times 2 to the minus K. For X in SJK, J equals 0, 1 up to K times 2 to the K, then certainly each SK is measurable. Properties A and B of the proposition are now immediate from the construction. And that proves our result. Thank you for listening today.